You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Just a quick reminder that the Corn and Soybean Classics series that was scheduled for Mount Vernon tomorrow has been canceled. I'll let you know when it is rescheduled. The Corn and Soybean Classic that was scheduled for today at the I Hotel in Champaign was canceled as well. It will be held at the I Hotel on January the 28th. Now let's check the weather forecast out. Mark Russo joins us. He's got a brand new job with Erst Risk Technologies. Mark, it's been a long time since we talked to you on Monday. So glad to have you back. Tell me about the company you work for first.
Oh, thanks, Todd, and really glad to be back. And it's very fitting here returning back to ILL on what's a historic weather day here for the Midwest. So very, very timely here. And just a quick briefing with Erst Risk Technologies. It's a weather analytics firm, and myself and John Davis, who all the listeners are aware of, we are starting up their consulting unit here for agriculture and energy weather forecasting. So really glad to be here, and let's talk some weather.
Okay, start me off. It's been a rough couple of days in the Midwest.
Yeah, certainly. Mother Nature at her furious here for the middle part of winter. There is relief on the way here, as this extreme historic cold that we're seeing right now will quickly be changing into a warmer than normal pattern, believe it or not, by the end of this week. And in fact, temperatures by Friday and then onto the weekend, early part of next week, will be turning warmer than normal across the entire Midwest as the pattern quickly reverts to a strong west to east zonal jet stream pattern from this current high amplitude pattern that's brought in Siberian air.
And if you look at other places around the planet, I know you've now been watching again Argentina and Brazil and the crops that they are in the midst of growing. What conditions do they have there?
Well, specifically, Argentina, they've dealt with some pockets of dryness here and there, although that has certainly been alleviated to some extent in recent weeks. It's just southern Buenos Aires and some pockets in La Pampa that have missed out on rainfall of late and thus could stand to use some more rain. The rest of Argentina has been getting good rain, albeit with some pretty hot temperatures of late. And we're seeing that right now. Over the next few days, hot and dry weather will prevail across Argentina, but we do see also relief on the way there as another rain opportunity is in store here for Thursday, Friday, and the Saturday, and that looks like another widespread rain event in Argentina. Brazil is in good shape, especially southern Brazil, which has turned active, so we have really no issues at the present time across southern Brazil.
And then if you turn your attention to Australia, I'm told that their weather conditions have not been the best in the world.
Yeah, December was a very dry month across much of eastern Australia in the heart of their livestock, their cotton, and their sorghum areas. That's actually, and they saw last week some extreme heat ringing in the New Year's as some extreme temperatures evolved across eastern Australia. That's in the process of changing, Todd, as a much unsettled and cooler pattern is now shaping up across eastern Australia. And this pattern looks to promote a widespread rain activity across much of Queensland, New South Wales over the next week's time frame. In fact, it's going to be the wettest week since November in eastern Australia.
Mark, so glad to have you and John Davis back on WILL. Thanks so much. Mark Russo, of course, is with Erst Risk Technologies. He's in Chicago, Illinois. That wraps up the Closing Market Report for this cold Monday afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason.